Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed equities in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are higher in early trade. There is muted price action in bond markets, with Treasuries little changed ahead of US CPI today. The dollar is mixed, firmer versus the yen and sterling, but little changed versus the euro and Aussie. There are mild declines in precious and base metals, crude is marginally higher, and Bitcoin is fading from its record high. Markets are in a holding pattern ahead of US CPI today, with government bond yields rising just a few basis points. There are some concerns about another hotter-than-expected print, particularly with the market pricing in around 95 basis points of Fed easing for 2024 following non-farm payrolls on Friday. In other central bank news, Bank of Japan tightening speculation continues ahead of the first results from Shunto wage talks on Friday. Expectations of strong wage growth outcomes have firmed, with reports also noting growing internal Bank of Japan support for a March rate hike. And Bank of England hawk Mann said yesterday that inflation is still far from reaching the 2% target. On the data front, in Europe, UK wage data was on the weak side as the unemployment rate ticked up, while wages continued to decline. Meanwhile, Germany's final inflation estimate for February matched the preliminary release at 2.5% year-on-year. In Asia overnight, Japan Business Sentiment Index turned negative in the first quarter, with manufacturing weakness driven by autos. Japan PPI inflation strengthened by more than expected, while Australian business conditions were back above the long-run average. However, the survey also showed inflation pressures are persisting. Due up on today's US economic calendar, NFIB Small Business Index, CPI, Redbook Index, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Archer Daniels Midland. In corporate news, the New York Times reported that an FAA product audit of Boeing 737 MAX production found that Boeing failed 33 of 89 audits, with 97 cases of non-compliance recorded. And in after-hours trading yesterday, Oracle shares gained more than 13% after the company reported third-quarter earnings, in which cloud revenue growth topped estimates, while the company provided upbeat guidance. Asian equities were mixed on Tuesday, with Bank of Japan policy move speculation a key focus of press coverage, with reports that there is growing internal support for the bank to raise interest rates in March. In regional news, US-China tensions are simmering as Commerce Secretary Raimondo said that the Biden administration is mulling further tightening restrictions on China's access to sophisticated chip technology. And Bank of Korea minutes for its February meeting showed that board members noted it was too early for a policy pivot. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, Eurozone banks may breathe a sigh of relief, as reports suggest that the ECB is not considering an increase to minimum reserve requirements. EU finance ministers have advocated a slight fiscal tightening for 2025 to bring down inflation. And the Bank of England is likely to welcome today's softer UK employment report, which was the first uptick in unemployment since July 2023. Along with the continuing decline of average weekly earnings, the data points to a loosening labour market and less upward pressure on wages, which gives the Bank of England doves a stronger case to push for earlier policy easing. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.